I'm joined here today with Connor Pence, Goat Production Proficiency Award at National FFA Convention and Expo from Very Best FFA Chapter in Texas. How do you feel right now?
I feel amazing. It's a great experience, and I'm just happy to be soaking it all in.
So where did your project first start?
So it started with my grandparents. My meemaw and paw gave to me my first 5 goats whenever I was 3 years old, and my herd's just been growing from there.
And as your herd has grown, like, what kind of challenges and lessons have you learned?
So actually, my biggest challenge with my goat herd is actually basically it started with a bad case of chlamydia in my herd from a lease buck. Through that, I've learned how to fight the spread of chlamydia throughout my herd and using different kinds of medications and vaccines. And now I can say that we are chlamydia free so far. So.
And what was the focus of your project throughout all the years?
The focus of my project has always been show goats. I'm proud enough to say that I've shown all my own goats at all major stock shows in Texas, and I've been very successful with them. So that's where the goal of my goat production proficiency comes from.
And what is the size of your herd now?
Size of my herd would be 40 goats. So.
And are there plans to keep expanding at all in your future?
Slowly but surely. The best way that I could say this is my goat production herd focuses solely on quality, not so much quantity. So if we only have 2 quality does that are going to go back into the herd, that only means we have 2 does left. So as the years go on, the quality is going to move on too, hopefully.
And what do you look for that quality?
Quality goes into phenotype and especially genotype. When we're talking about phenotype, that's rib shape, top shape, squareness to the ground, and then genotype is where the mom and the dad are coming from, mothering ability, milking ability, just those genuine characteristics.
And how are you tracking these characteristics?
Really, the way that we like to track these is by when we see them interact with their kids out in the pasture. This is very much a hands-on project, and it's something that I'm very blessed to say that those 40 head of does were able to track carefully and concisely each and every day.
And how has this impacted your future plans at all?
So actually, I'm hoping to go to Texas A&M and study specifically into sheep and goats and be a reproductive physiologist and study reproductive technologies.
Oh, wow. Definitely look up to people that do go into that reproduction stuff. I know that can be really difficult. Who do you look up to most and has helped you along the way throughout this project?
Well, there's a lot of people, actually, starting off with my ag teacher, which is currently with me right now. He's been the person that from day one, the first day of my freshman year, he's started me in FFA. He's the one that got me into it and keeps on motivating me every day. With that, I have to give a big shout out to my grandparents for starting me on my first 5 does and for Glenn Martin to keep on giving me the knowledge every day throughout every summer of my life.
All right. Thank you, Connor, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
The Goat Production Proficiency Award is sponsored by Tractor Supply Company. In the FFA Newsroom, I'm Kaylee Foster.